All right, so I'm here with the Dead Flowers. We're outside at a concert venue in New Brunswick. Yeah, but we're not really allowed to talk about basement shows on the radio.
No.
Isn't that silly?
First rule of basement shows.
Oh, by the way, no one's going to hear you if you're not talking to this mic. So basically, let's just, is it tangled up?
First rule of basement shows, you don't talk about basement shows. This is M. Scrad from the Dead Flowers.
All right, so why don't you guys all go around?
How's everybody doing tonight? Or today or whatever. Or this morning, right? Your show's in the morning?
Cool.
This is M. Scrad from the Dead Flowers. I'm tuning in on WRSU 88.7 in Piscataway, New Jersey. No, this is New Brunswick, New Jersey.
It's New Brunswick.
The radio's in New Brunswick. We are Rutgers affiliated. Yes, I slap a little bass.
My name is Mike, and I sing and play guitar.
The wire's long enough, so don't worry.
My name's Steven, I play piano.
My name's Johnny, and I play the drums.
I'm Zachary, and I play guitar.
That was so proper. Where's everyone else? Welcome, Steven. I've never seen you before live, so that was really cool. Yeah, what was there like a spark when you guys just met and you were like, we need a keyboardist?
Yeah. We really wanted a keyboardist, and I didn't know he played keys. That works too. I went to his crib, and he was just ripping blues licks on piano, and I was like, dude, join my band. And he was in. He was locked in. It's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, it definitely adds like a cool element to your band. So what does it feel like to play these shows in New Brunswick and get all these, frat brothers out here, friends, family? How does it feel for you guys? You guys have been doing this for a little while. I don't know if you want to talk about how you kind of got to this point here and what it's like to be here with all your friends.
Well, we just love playing New Brunswick. I mean, we started off here in New Brunswick. You know, this is where we started, in the basements. We even have a friggin' song about it now, so that's kind of cool. And
the Ray Street one?
Yeah, the new Ray Street Shuffle, if anybody out there is familiar with Ray Street, where the parties go down. We're still developing the dance. The song, we got the song down. Now the next step is what the dance is going to be. And I'm working it out.
Yeah.
We'll have it by the next show, Sunday at Kelly's.
Are you going to figure that out?
I'll figure it out. I'll have it everybody. So I'll teach it to everyone, and we'll work it out. And it'll be the Ray Street Shuffle. So you can look out for that. And, New Brunswick, it's the bomb.com. And we always love coming here and putting on a good show for everyone. So
about your music, because I think that's like the best part of every interview, right? Unless you like talking about yourselves, then we can go more into that. But let's talk about your EP, Owl the Owl. Would you guys like to go into a little bit about the inspiration for that?
Keep going. Well, we wanted to put something out that really captured how we feel and what we're trying to do as musicians, and I feel like I can speak for all the five of us now when we say that we're pretty proud of the EP we put out, and entirely now we're looking forward to writing new music, you know what I mean? Like, we put Al out, and that's awesome, but now we're just focused on the future and trying to write new stuff and get better songs out, you know what I mean? Just really just keep building on what we're trying to capture and doing it for ourselves and doing it for our fans.
You want to give a little shout out to
We're actually all from South Jersey. Okay. All minus Steve. Steve just joined us. He's from Baskin Ridge, Central Jersey. So pretty close. We all, for the most part, met at Rutgers here, though.
Yeah.
But South Jersey, Cherry Hill, Voorhees, Marlton, and Maple Shade, shout out.
Cool. So a lot of your songs that you play tonight and the ones that are on the EP, like I've heard you guys play those for a while, you know, like they've been around. So when you were writing those songs, like, what was that process like? Since you're not living together, you're living in the same area. Do you guys all, like, get together to rehearse those and someone comes with the idea and then you, like, figure it out? Or are you just jamming and then the song comes to you? Or how does that happen?
Well, for, like, the new EP specifically, we kind of wrote it as we went along. The EP kind of wrote itself over like a good like 4 or 5 month span, maybe. You know, like Mike had a song, I had a song, And like we put ourselves in a mountain house in the Poconos and jammed for a week straight, and that's how we wrote songs like Daisy. Yeah, LBI too. LBI was a big part of it. Recorded CC, really jammed Leather Dress there too. And we kind of just write songs over the course of a half a year and pick the best ones and aim to record those.
Yeah.
I think the best material that we come out with, at least for now. How long we've been a band for? 3 years.
3 years.
I think the best is when we all get together in a room and we take a lick that either Zach or Mike brings to us, and we just jam it and see where it goes, all natural.
Yeah.
As far as the rhythm section, me and M Scrad, as far as that, we kind of do our own thing. We lock in, but really just embellish what Mike and Zach kind of work out together. So it's I think it's best when they come to us with an idea. But songs like Daisy and a couple of other songs that we have in the works just come from jamming. They have a lick, and if we like it, well, why not make it a song? So it's all natural. It all just comes from just jamming, drinking a couple beers, and playing music.
It's the secret formula. Okay, so this is going to sound weird, Mike, but we were at a show, somewhere in Philly. I was with Jordan, and your mom came up to us, and she was like telling us about something about your dad's band. So I know you come from like a musical background, right? Like in your family. So I was wondering if he had, like when you guys were creating this band, like what kind of advice he gave you, if any. And then otherwise, like, do any of you guys come from musical backgrounds? Or like, who kind of got you into that music? I know there's a lot of questions, but like this way, we don't have to keep going back and forth. So if anything pops into your mind, feel free to share it.
Yeah, my dad was in a band that was big in the Philly music scene. They're called Heaven's Edge. So I grew up listening to their band and playing guitar like since as long as I can remember. So he was always giving me advice, obviously, and telling me to just play as best I can and to always play through it. Like, you know, even if you make a mistake, you just keep playing, you don't stop, you know, and you play your heart out. And it was just, my whole life was always about music and always making the best music you can and, you know, doing your passions and doing the best you can, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just want to shout out my dad for giving me Maiden records and Metallica records as a kid to introduce me to like people actually playing guitar solos and Melting Face, you know. And when I was a kid, that's all I wanted to be. But I didn't really have people that were really around to play the same music as I wanted until I met these dudes. And it's cool to kind of take all that was given to me as a kid and put it into what I do now. And yeah, I just want to shout out my pops for that one.
I'm sure your families love the band. That's like a, they have to, right? They have to.
They better.
Or are they like critical? Are they honest with you after shows? Like, will they ever be like, oh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whose parents are like the worst with that? Like, they'll always point out like something.
Steve's parents are the worst.
Steve, why'd you have to bring that negativity?
You're right.
They've never seen us.
They've never been to a Dead Flower show, which might be why they're so down on it. It's negative about the Dead Flower. No, they love the Dead Flowers, but they've never seen them with me in them, actually, so that'll be cool.
What about, like, so you guys are saying that you're writing a lot of new music. I know you played a few newer songs tonight. So, only one?
Only one.
I could have sworn there was...
We have another one, but we didn't put that.
Two more on the way.
Two on the way. Twins.
So four total. Hope it's coming up.
Yeah.
Real soon. Trademark.
Do you notice your sound kind of evolving or changing at all as you write new music?
Yeah, I just feel like we're becoming more comfortable with each other and kind of figuring out like how to play off each other, you know what I mean? Like, I know that like Mike, Matt and John trust me and Mike to do our thing, and I know Mike trusts me to do my thing, I trust him to do my thing. It's some kind of cool like blend when we all come together on stage and just like everyone knows their part and everyone does their part, and just like immediately fun from the first chord, from the first note. Like, we all lock in, we're all smiling at each other. Like, it's hard to explain, but it's really cool.
Sounds like a beautiful moment.
Rock and roll.
What do you guys do if you get writer's block? What's like your Mike. Thing?
I give Mike my idea.
He's just nodding his head. Like, he's not even like mad at that comment. That's just the truth. Oh. You know what I should mention? Rock to the Top, because I was there. Well, for the end. I saw when you guys won. I mean, that was a pretty big moment. No, I actually was taking photos of you guys. I have a few. Do you want them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I thought you were going to say there. Yeah, I do have a few. But what do you guys plan on doing? Like, after that, did you, like, do you know instantly, like, is there a band you have been dreaming to open up for that you're, you know, or is that still in the works?
I know Zach. Well, I won't speak for him, but I know one of his dreams. But I mean, Planet of the Stone Pony. My hope is, you know, one day maybe Bruce might show up during one of our shows. I don't know. That's me personally. I know we're not going to open up for him, but you never know when he shows up there. So hopefully we keep playing. I know Zach's got a cool point to make.
Yeah, I just want my mom to see me play at MSG. That'd be pretty sweet. That's my goal. That's my goal. It's not a dream, because goals you accomplish.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's super cool.
I'll say something really
quick. Yeah.
For any band that's listening right now, we want to hit the road. We want to go on tour with you. We bring the show. Everyone that's listening to WRSU 88.7, the Dead Flowers, baby. We bring the show. We're ready to rock. But yeah, all the big bands in the local area. I mean, we look up to a bunch. And we're trying to play with everyone. So right now, any show that's thrown our way.
For that plug. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we're the Dead Flowers. This is WRSU 88.7 on your FM dial. Tune in, listen, rock and roll.